Knowing God's Will at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. When it came to knowing God's will, George Mueller, an English evangelist and philanthropist, was remarkably and humbly gifted. Born in 1805, he was a man of faith and prayer who established orphanages in Bristol and founded the Scriptural Knowledge Institution for home and abroad before going home to be with the Lord in 1898. Knowing God's will is the key to prayer, spiritual growth, and fruitfulness in our individual lives. Taken from wonderful excerpts of George Mueller's essays, here's how Mr. Mueller set out to ascertain the will of God on a daily basis. I seek at the beginning to get my heart into such a state that it has no will of its own in regard to a given matter. Nine-tenths of the trouble with people, generally, is just here. Nine-tenths of the difficulties are overcome when our hearts are ready to do the Lord's will, whatever it may be. When one is truly in this state, it's usually but a little way to the knowledge of what His will is. Having done this, I do not leave the result to feeling or simple impression. If so, I make myself liable to great delusions. I seek the will of the Spirit of God through or in connection with the Word of God. The Spirit and the Word must be combined. If I look to the Spirit alone without the Word, I lay myself open to great delusions also. If the Holy Spirit guides us all, He will do it according to the Scriptures and never contrary to them. Next, I take into account providential circumstances. These often plainly indicate God's will in connection with His Word and Spirit. I ask God in prayer to reveal His will to me properly. Thus, through prayer to God, the study of the Word, and reflection, I come to a deliberate judgment according to the best of my ability and knowledge, and if my mind is thus at peace, and continues so after two or three more petitions, I proceed accordingly. In trivial matters and in transactions involving most important issues, I have found this method always effective. Christ taught us that knowing God's will and living in obedience to that will is the key to it all. God is the potter, we are the clay. God keeps us spinning on His potter's wheel, shaping and reshaping us as He bathes our lives in tears to make us more Christ-like so He can use us for His will. Surrender daily. Keep your clay moist through daily prayer, prayer that's in accordance to His will. You have just heard Knowing God's Will at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.